Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. The University of San Francisco is asking a pro-Palestinian encampment to clear out before the school's graduation ceremony next week at a nearby church. KQED's Daniel Eduardo Hernandez reports.
The request comes after the university's president met with protest leaders this week to discuss their demands, which include divestment from stocks affiliated with Israel and a statement from the university condemning the war in Gaza as a genocide. Susu Statiet is on the encampment's negotiation team.
I don't trust the school. I don't trust him. He said that he would come here and meet our demands and hear us and all that stuff, but he just didn't. And now look where we are. So I just don't know how much more I could trust him.
In a statement, the university said it's willing to create an investment task force and it condemns the violence in Gaza, but it will, quote, not take an advocacy position. It also says it's willing to meet again with the students. I'm Daniel Eduardo Hernandez, KQED News.
California health officials say they will help distribute respirators, gloves, safety goggles, and other protective equipment to workers at dairy and poultry farms, as well as slaughterhouses. That's as the agricultural industry scrambles to protect against avian flu. The CDC has asked state health departments to help distribute protective gear with a priority for farms with cows that have been confirmed to be infected. Authorities say the risk to the public is low, but it's higher for workers on farms with poultry and cows. A spokesperson for the United Farm Workers says it also wants employers to provide testing and paid sick leave for affected workers. I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.